This other verse. Long sentence and big words.
A little bit like that. No?
You don't start using long sentence and not using big words. But this time, using big words. Can anyone tell me what emolument means? Anyone knows clearly and specifically can tell? Like the second last line?
Some reward
in sentence. I got that feeling also, but thank you. So, this is about devotee. He's making his progress towards Krishna. Now, in the previous purport, Prabhupada was telling the, like, paraphrasing instruction of Mahaprabhu, Sri Rupa Goswami. Beginning, Brahmanda Brahmati Kaun, Bhagyavana Jiva. Guru Krishna Prasadipai, Bhakti Lata Bija. Jiva goes so many places, wandering here and there, doing so many things, getting so many experiences. If he gets fortunate jiva, he'll get by mercy of Guru and Krishna, Bhakti Lata Bija. Then he'll become a gardener and he'll cultivate that bij, particularly giving water, shravanam, kirtanam, berry. He'll make one fence so that cannot be damaged. His growing pipa, very small, especially, very small, very delicate. Make fence, maybe make sunscreen. That is not too much sunlight on the small one. You have children, you know how to care very carefully, isn't it? Cannot hang on by leg, hang on nicely, Cannot hit head, carrying very softly, So Bhakti Lata also very soft, must be carrying the same way. Not rough and tough. Not rough and tough. Carefully, Then it will grow up, come through material world, come through seven coverings, come through Krishna's lotus feet at last. It's like one lata means vine or kripa. So kripa needs support. Then kripa will get support by Krishna's lotus feet. Growing, get support. Then fix. And then flower will come. Flower means ava. Then fruit will come. Prem phala. The fruit of Krishna prem. So flower has scent. Flower has scent, nice, a sweet, attractive, but no nourishment. Usually speaking, generally speaking. But in fruit, nourishment will come. And more satisfaction. Scent will come, and nourishment will come. And fruit has one specialty that you cannot find in leaf, in flower, in root, in bark, in twig, in branch. In any place you cannot find, one specialty in fruit. What is that specialty of fruit that nothing else has? Aside what I already mentioned. That is seed. Seed is coming in fruit only, isn't it? Not from any other place. Coming from fruit. Generally speaking, in the matter of vine, yes. In other kind of, what you call angiosperm, I don't know, other kind of tree, different. But in the matter of vine, fruit is having seed only. When fruit is mature, seed will come. The immature fruit even. Immature fruit even cannot give seed. You cannot grow that one, isn't it? Only when mature, fully mature, seed will come. And by that seed, that is seed. Seed means what? Bhakti Lata Bija. Understand? Same seed. The seed of Prem Pal is that is Bhakti Lata Bija. Understand the point? That's where the seed comes from, isn't it? You get mango seed from mango ripe fruit. Isn't it? Anywhere else, get it? So that seed is what is being given to the Bhagavan Ji. Understand? So, who will preach? Really? Who will preach? Really? Prabhupada said, so he's the one he's off. One time one devotee telling, oh Prabhupada, when we are preaching. Prabhupada said, you are not preaching. You are helping the preacher. Or you are like, you are helping the preacher. Or he might have even said, you are helping me preach. But that was point mentioned by Prabhupada. So yes, we're doing something in connection to preach, yes. But are we able to give Bhakti Lata Bija? Able. But there are those who can give. So we are laying foundation for that. That means they are sadhus. Sadhus are there. They are preaching and we are supporting that preaching. We are laying foundation for that preaching. We are making everyone to get faith in Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So then when somebody comes who has Bhakti Lata Bija, who can give, someone has faith, oh yes, I must go there, I must serve him. And then it can be given. If I have no faith, then I cannot get. So we are creating that platform by which they can do Abhisangha. What does ISKCON mean? ISKCON means society. Society means for what? Sangha. What Sangha? Social Sangha, politics Sangha, making money Sangha, all these things, no. The society of Bhagavan will say, maybe somewhere, second or third, in society of devotees, pure devotees, there's nothing to be told except about Krishna. Not Rajanitikata, so many other things not to tell, only about Krishna. So this Sangha is coming to society. Society is meant to fulfill that path. So one is physically, structurally, yes. You have a group, we have a meeting, we may have some place, some mandir, or at least some place. Okay, that is one function. But another function, more subtle function, more important even. Because sadhu can speak under a tree also. He don't need a palatial building. Under a tree he can speak also. The palatial building and all this actual, not so much for sadhu, but for ordinary man. Okay. But the other factor, the subtle factor, more important factor, that we are creating foundation for that Sangha to go on by giving them faith that sudden Sangha should be done. How to be do, why to be do, what to not do, all these things necessary to learn. Then you can study with sadhu, isn't it? Otherwise, cannot go. If you have your own opinion, oh, that's nice, I have my own opinion. I get no problem. No skin off, nose off sadhu, but cannot get benefits. Understand? Cannot get benefit. And we cannot get because you are thinking I'm equal to him. Okay? So we don't mind. He's happy. Oh, good. Very good. I get 10 for 300 reasons now. He's very happy, actually. Thank you. Yes, carry on. I am down, you are up. Very good. Sadhu likes that. Material man likes up, but Sadhu likes down. So when someone comes up and you start to first, oh, very good. Thank you. You can take over. The things that are falling, you can be up, I'll be down, I'll get shelter. Thank you. But cannot get benefit, actually. Understand? So this is our foundation we're making. Yeah? Whereby ourselves and those associated with our society, Prabhupada's society, they will learn how to do sadhu sangha. This is a necessary thing. Yeah? We're also doing so many activities, which is seva. Yes, seva, important things also. Seva is intimately connected with sadhu sangha. Two ways. Hard to say, huh? Logic hard to make, because what is Ajja, how you can say the birth of that? What is unborn, how you can say the birth? When there's unborn thing, what's the cause? Uncaused. So anyway, so we just say one logic and then we make a second logic to break it. Right? Because we have to do, because logic is not in the realm of spiritual things. Soul is above these things. Right? So first thing we can say is that sadhusanga, sorry, that's our seva we're doing, it will create the effect of getting sadhusanga. It is told, bhakti stu bhagavat bhakta sangena parijayate sat sanga prapti pumbe koti janma sukitai. That we're getting Krishna bhakti by bhagavat bhakta sangha. Who is bhakta of Krishna? He's giving sangha. Satanta sango mama veya sambhido. He's telling Krishna katha, strong Krishna katha, powerful Krishna katha. Not mew, to sikat, but strong, powerful. Powerful enough to clear that contamination from the heart. What is unclean in this world? Many things are unclean. Blood, stool, mucus, oil slick, nuclear waste, unclean. But can be cleaned somehow or other. And time will take it away also. But in heart, what can clean that? Ritual cannot clean. What can clean? What can clean? That is needing heavy cleaning agent to clean heart, isn't it? Easy to clean. Can you get ritual? What do you call? I don't know. Axiom. What do you call? Axiom. I don't know. No? Cannot get. What do you do? Any kind of method, what do you do inside of heart? It requires very powerful cleaning agent to clean that. What is that powerful cleaning agent? That is Mama Vija Sambhido. My powerful katha. My sambha. That is given by sadhu. Who has accessed that thing. Whose heart has been cleaned. He can clean. Because if that is cleaning agent, but if it's needed with me, how I can... Something can go, something can go, yes. But what is completely clean, it can do complete cleaning effect to other. Understand? Otherwise, it is coming, but also something needed this side. There's nothing less going other side. Something less going other side. If the pipe is clear, all the water flows through. When pipe is a little bit blocked up, around heart we have, getting blocked up by what we call cholesterol, all those things. And then locked up, cannot go. Heart attack comes, then bypass. Isn't it? Have to bypass that thing, no longer functional. Oh. Because contamination is there, no flowing, understand? Understand. Bypass. Oh, be careful, right? So in minimal, not getting bypassed, but point is, when there is clarity, it will all flow. When there is something contamination, flow is less. So it's giving that vija katha, Krishna vija katha. That is cleaning heart. So we are preparing that ourselves and our members of society, friends and guests and members of society, they will get this benefit. That is the purpose of international society for Krishna. To get this benefit. And what do we hear about? Hear about Krishna. Hear about Bhakta. Hear about Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti. Three things, non-material things. Bhagavan is not material. Krishna Bhakta not material. And Krishna Bhakti not material. There is nothing material which can touch what we speak of support. Bhagavan, Bhakta and Bhakti. Cannot touch. You cannot throw arrows at Krishna. You can throw it, but won't touch. If it's really touching, it must have been something spiritual. What do you think of touching Baba? Gandhi Mahaprabhu is saying, just by logic at first time, with the South Indian Brahmin. Oh, I am very upset because Sridevi is captured by one, Rakshasa Ravana. And Mahaprabhu is saying, hey, what are you saying capturing? What are you saying touching? He cannot even see Sridevi. His material eyes full of contamination, he cannot even see the baby. What's because? So you're saying capture Baba, not possible. Not possible. Mahaprabhu is playing part of Madhyam Adhikari Devotee. He's doing preaching, he's playing part of Madhyam Adhikari Devotee. Madhyam Adhikari is Dridha Sadhavan. Dridha Sadhavan, he got no doubt. Definitely. But he don't know Shastra perfectly, understand? He knows the conclusion of Shastra, but he cannot quote. Understand? So Mahaprabhu, he's Bhagavan, and he's also Param Bhakta. He's taking that role. So he has clear, but he's playing role of Madhyama Adhikari. So he's saying, by logic, no, not possible. Satan is taken by Ravana. Not possible, impossible. He cannot even see her. Atasi Krishna Namadi. Nabhavet Gayam Indriyai. This material Indriyai cannot touch that spiritual thing. Including material mind and material logic cannot touch. That is. Achincha Sri Kalao Bhava, Natam Sakina, Yogares. What is Achincha? Spiritual platform is beyond even logic. Subtle sense of logic and intelligence cannot touch. What about gross sense, hand and eye? Cannot touch Baba, not touching. So Mahaprabhu is telling that way, like logically is telling. And his Dridha Sadhavan definitely did not touch. Definitely did not touch. But not giving Shastra perfectly. That is the condition of Madhyamadhikari. Conclusion he has, accepting, cannot sway, but perfect Shastra, exact quote cannot be. Because Shastra Yukta Najani. They're not perfectly knowing every Shastra. But Uttam, he knows Shastra perfectly, like fully, like every aspect and all detail. So he will quote. Anyway, Mahaprabhu playing that role, he went away, forsaked the Bhakta, Brahmana, and then he went and he came across in the verses we're discussing, in maybe Adikeshava or maybe another, in your Kerala, and discussing about Sita Devi and telling from Kaurava Purana, this Sita Devi actually, she does not get catched by Ravana. Now, Lakshman has drawn his lion of fire, very famous. Not mentioned in Valmiki Ramayan, but in Gopuram reference is there, so it must be accepted. So that means fire is there. So when Sindhavi will cross fire line, she will take shelter by Nidhavi. And one chaya will come out, one imitation seeker will come out. The imitation seeker is captured by Ravana. So last, so many things will happen. We're not going to tell. Everything will happen. Finding out Sita, fight one great war, one battle. Ram is doing this, what do you call? Pati Dharma, Pati Dharma, you have to rescue his wife. one captured by one demon must be rescuing his wife, save her from her distress and disastrous condition. That is due to your husband, isn't it? Never refuse. What demon will capture your wife? Well, I'm lucky, no problem. In Kaliga there's no demon, no? With Ravana, with 10 heads and 20 arms. So I am safe. Let it, aye, you think so? What Ram has taught? Why has he done these things? To teach, no? He's teaching, no? What demon will capture your wife? Can you think? And how you will rescue? That will be your duty, no? Isn't it? True or not? I'm not trying to say my opinion. You have to think Shastra. I'm not trying to say my opinion. Yes. What is with your husband? Protect what? Huh? So one demon will capture. Any demon will capture? No Ravana. He's already killed. Okay. Another Ravana. Subtle Ravana. Yes. He'll capture minds. And also even ourselves. Capture them. Demon like Maya. Of false idea. Misconception. Yes. Wrong understanding. Yeah. Simply Maya, illusion, yeah. Tata Brahm, delusion, yeah. Misconception about absolute truth, all these things, isn't it? Yeah. Or, so, simply calm, the true desire, capture. Oh, I need this. Have to give, have to rescue from that demon, yeah. Giving distress. Understand? Is it true, Bridget? Excuse me? I don't want to hit you. So, capture, ne? So anyway, then Agni Pritcha will come at last, ne? If you are chased, you will enter fire. So, yes, I'll enter fire! You bring the fire, no problem, bring now! I'll go. Who can do that, right? I'll enter fire. If I had one thought, except outside of Lord Ram, then I would burn to ashes. Yes, I'm ready! I will do it. Who can say? Krishna. It's not easy to say, man. Can you? Yes, I'll go. As this lady came out clean, completely clean. So two meanings are there. One meaning does not nullify the other meaning. Don't use to nullify. Both are true, although they are separate and discrete and mutually exclusive, mutually contradictory. They are both correct. Don't put your brain there. Let your brain be surrendered and accept this is true. Oh brain, you cannot understand, but it's true. Just accept. Teach him how to do that. We are not servant to logic. Logic is servant to Krishna. Yeah. If you want to stay with logic, cannot get Krishna. If you want to get Krishna, must give up logic. Some logic is there, but logic is Krishna is achincha, avichincha tapa, inconceivable thing. That is Krishna's logic. Understand? So apply that logic to Krishna. that is Kaviraj Goswami saying, you are a vision, an argumentation man. Yes, very good. So, okay, kindly apply your logic to the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And then see what you'll get. Where's the logic to Mahaprabhu's mercy? Sajjana, Durjana, Bangu, Anda, Stri, Riga, Baraka, everyone got mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Where's logic? They make one flood, everyone drowning. Good man, bad man, young man, poor man. Woman, sick man, cripple, blind, every bad thing, everyone gets. Where's logic? Any logic? Not available. Mercy is going past logic, especially Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy. So, if you want to get Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, you want to access Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, you want to enact the process which is born of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, put your logic aside. With respect, some logic is there, that's logic of inconceivability. No logic. So, point is, two points. One is, to the devi, remaining chaste, and fire not hurting. Second point, another point also, to the devi, is not going to Ravana one moment actually. Actually, remaining chaste also, staying in shelter of Agnidev, and one Chaya is going there, one Maya Sita, yeah? And so Maya Sita is chaste also, Baba. What about Rita Sita? Have to speak with Ravana one time. Ravana is coming. The devi cannot speak with any chaste wife don't like to speak with any man unaccompanied. Draupadi is speaking to Draupadi being asked by Satyabhama, if I'm not mistaken, about chastity and how. Oh, you have five husbands and they are serving you so much. How do you get them to serve you so much? What is the way? Do you have some kind of mantra or some kind of charm, or you know how to bend eyebrows very nicely? No, these kind of things? And Prabhupada is telling, no, I am doing such kind of service. And telling the service she's doing. So many service she's doing to her husband. I'm not telling all, just one or two, which I can remember. For example, Yudhisthira Maharaj has one kingdom, empire, great empire. No one knows all the money coming and going, but I know. Every money coming and going, I am knowing. He has many servants and maidservants, manservant, maidservant. I know everyone, by name, by face. When my husband's not take bath or not eat, I not think of take bath or eat. I am first to rise and last to rest. Many, many things telling. So, telling, I will not stay, even in the company of my son, unaccompanied. So Sita Devi, also Ravana will come one time. Sita Devi has to talk with Ravana because cannot, what to do? She's like captive, nothing to do. Take one blade of grass. Okay, this is my chaperone. This is my chaperone. I will not talk directly to this man, not my husband, this is my chaperone. Even in mind that Chaya Sita, in one sense Chaya Sita, also composite. Yeah? So then take short onion there, okay? Then Agniputra will come, so Chaya gets burnt up, and other Sita Devi come, I'm going to give back. Yeah? So Ramachandra, accepting in that way, because Tess has been done. So Mahaprabhu heard this katha from Kurma Purana by the Brahmanas that were in the temple that telling, and he was very, now he's got Praman, Chastra Praman. So he wants to take it back to that Brahmana. So he begged them to give, please you give that Chastra, and they give original. Now they've copied, someone has copied, no photocopy by hand, but they can also do it, it's not impossible. Before machine was there, it was all going on. Before machine, all going on. Yeah? And so Mahaprabhu get original and give to the Brahmana, and Brahmana went, you saved my life. So this is material things. They have no capacity to touch that which is spiritual. It's completely beyond capacity of those kind of things. Yeah. And spiritual things don't like to mix with the material things, actually. Huh? Prabhupada always quoting from Upanishads. Yeah. Asanga, he purusha I am. The asango, the purush is asanga in terms of material things. So actually, jiva atma in body, he's asanga, he's not getting affected. Rahuguna Maharaj, he gets some instructions by Jad Bharat, means Bharat Maharaj, but Jad Bharat in that time. And telling, he says, jiva, you are criticizing my body in so many ways. You can say like that, it may be true also, but it's nothing to do with me. I am jiva, I am not fat, I am not thin, I am not old, I am not young, I am not getting fatigued. All these things have nothing to do with me. So you can say what you like, but I don't mind. It's not to do with me. And then Rahuguna, you are great sadhu, I can understand you telling these things, but what you tell, I cannot really understand. So you ask some questions also. This is right. Father, it's not only right, it's the duty of sister. You have to ask questions. Must be listened to what is told and try to understand. And if any doubt is there, must be told out. If you're only quiet, being shy or whatever reason, it's one kind of crookedness. You have to tell. If you can think question, really, not just make, create, but really, it must be told. Yeah? If you have doubt, must be told. Yeah? Then it can become clear. Yeah? That is one form of cooperation. Not challenging, but making, please help me to understand. What you say, I said it's true, but I cannot understand perfectly. I have this blockage to my understanding. Please help me to clear this blockage to my understanding. Not like, hey, you are saying, but actually, this. Quite so many material logics. No, this. What do you want to do? You want to preach or be preached to? So, putting forward, saying, you are saying like that, but we see. Man, we are working hard, we get tired. Yeah? And sickness comes, all these things. So, Jad Bharat gives further, more deep explanation. Explaining, no. Soul is untouched by all these things. In this case, you will find. So many things, sorry. Soul is untouched by all these things, not touching. And soul doesn't like to be mixed in the material ground. Because it is constitutionally completely different. Yeah? Different by what we say. Different by gross nature, different by subtle nature, different by consciousness, everywhere different, not the same. Only by false ego we are thinking, this is me. Oh. But how do you think past it? How do you know ourselves past our body, isn't it? This body we know quite well, huh? Every side, every corner, every inch. Yeah? Don't pass 10 or 12, 15 years, already know every corner, isn't it? Very well acquainted with body. But that is not us. What is our real identity is not that at all. What to speak of the gross manifestation, even the conscience we keep. The conscience we keep of I am not Krishna Das. That also is false. And by that conception that we are outside of Krishna's service, that we're not Krishna's servant, then everything else comes. Then that's the beginning of contamination, then everything else comes. Yeah? Then one, at last one gross body will come, and then more ahankara will come attached to the gross body. Yeah? I am Brahmana, Kshatriya, Shudra. Yeah? I am rich, poor, intelligent, foolish, happy, sad. Yeah? So many things, capable, incapable, so many things will come. But the first false ego is, I am not Krishna Das. I am something not Krishna Das. Yeah? That is false. And from that everything else will come. From Sattu, gross will come. When I'm not Krishna Das, then what am I? Oh, I must be enjoyer. Second. I'm enjoyer. Second. Oh, then how will I enjoy? Oh, you need one body to enjoy. Where do you enjoy? I'm in the material world. Oh, so material body required. Yeah? Material world, material body required. For material enjoyment, material body required. For spiritual enjoyment or experience, spiritual body required. Because they're not touching. Not touching. Looks like touching, but not touching. So, Prabhupada's telling here, nah, who is yet such devotional perfection, never going to touch the material world. Not Prabhupada, that is the shloka, not touch the material world and never returns. Point also, 8.15, nah, go to spiritual world, full satisfaction, nah? Full anandam and full santam, completely satisfied and blissful. Santam means satisfied, that means free from desire. Brahma Bhuta Pashanatma, na kanchi na potati, sama samacha bhutato, madbati, sabate, padam. That is something, no? No desire, no? Lamentation, probably. Neutral, yeah? And we tell you last night, Santaras, no? Neutral, yeah? Madbati, sabate, padam. From there, my bhakti comes. Then, ananda, that is with Krishna. Where there's no Krishna, there's no ananda. Cannot get. Yeah? First of all, they don't like Krishna. They don't like the service of Krishna. Therefore, they cannot get ananda. They call him Brahmananda, but it is misnomer. Brahmananda. Yeah? Oh, the ananda of Brahma, but it's misnomer. There's no positive ananda. Just the ananda. You were sick. You were sick. You had fever, typhoid, whatever. Yeah? Heavy fever. Yeah? Heavy, and some malaria. And you came down. But not really ananda, just cessation of misery. Eh? You are hitting head on wall. Hitting, hitting, hitting. And at last, somebody stopped you. Oh, not hitting. Oh, thank you, God. But not ananda, actually. Just freedom from misery. Eh? That is the non-devotional definition of moksha or mukti. Eh? Mukti, atyanta, dukkha nivritaya, yeah? Cessation of all kinds of dukkha. But that is not the devotional definition of moksha or mukti. No. Yeah? Huh? Mukti, hitva ananya rupena, hitva ananya rupa, ananya rupa, swa rupena vibhakti. Giving up other forms, other conditions, and being situated in one's constant position, that is mukti. That is the definition given by Srimad Bhagavatam in 10th canto, 2nd canto, 10th chapter. Other kind of form, it comes from conception. By idea, then conception, by conception, idea, then form will come. By conception, oh, I want to be this, then you'll do that. I want to be this universe. So you'll go to GM, so many this, and you'll, at last you'll become. Or I want to be this universe, so you'll learn how to do this. And then become. From that growth, that sattu, growth will come. So if the growth is there, the sattu must be there. Must have been there to cause that growth. So you have so many other forms or conditions. Really means bhava. Bhava is the key point. Bhava is the key point. Sadata bhava bhavitaha. Yam yam bhapi smadhanam bhavam. Yamji anta kale varam. Samtame vetu kuntaya. Tad bhava bhavitaha. That bhava. So bhava, conception, feeling that you're having at time of living body, that you're remembering, that one will create your next body. So the bhava is the first point. That's why, anyway, not that why, but in at least Bengali and maybe Hindi, I don't know, but in Bengali I know. Yeah? This Andajati Krishna Bhava Mrita Sangha, refugee. Tell yes. Yes, huh? Yes. Yeah? International Krishna Bhava Namrita, the Bhava of Krishna, the Amrit and Bhava of Krishna Sangha, that is ISKCON. Because ISKCON is English words, and not so much British. Anyway, they're using that one. My son Bhava. Krishna Rata Mati. Krishna Rati. It's not British. That one price is there to get Krishna. That is agreed. In that verse also this place will come. The Rati for Krishna. The causes of Rati for Krishna. Rati and Bhava, something like synonyms. Rati means taste, attraction. Taste means Rati. So Bhava is... Taste is one kind of bhava, one kind of feeling, and conception also. Mixing together cannot make completely separate. So that bhava having, it will create. So having another rupa, another form, other than spiritual form, means another bhava is there. So giving up all those things, and swarupena vibhastiti, being situated. Siti means situated, and vigasta means some kind of qualified situation. Some kind of qualified situation, isn't it? They're putting that prefix. Like Krishna and Gita telling, savarman parityaja. So jaga means give up, but pari means is prefix. Pari maybe have many meanings. One meaning which I know, which we see in Vaishnavashastra more, is complete. Complete. That is one meaning. Other meaning over there, and they may also be applicable. But my brain cannot go that far, but this is what you can do. So, vivacity. Krishna also using this word also in Gita. That is in 9th chapter, in 30th verse. Well, not 30. Not 30. Not 30. Like 28, 29, 31. Like there, nearby there. That is everyone. Ye visyo papayonaya. Sriyo vasasata sudras. Oh, that is correct, but that's not the verse I want. Not the verse. That is sadaveya samantavya samya vyadasiti sita. He's properly situated in his consciousness. He's sadhu. Even if he does some mistake, he is sadhu. Okay, that is different verse, but properly situated, understand? So being properly situated in one original Swaru, original consciousness, that is mukti, right? Vaishnavas, both Vaishnavas. Understand? That makes Krishna Dasya. So it's situated in Krishna Dasya. Fully situated in Krishna Dasya, that is mukti. And when someone is fully situated in Krishna Dasya, then the limitation of material world is a limitation. He feels that. So he'll go there. Or, he may not want. He may be so much compassion in his heart that he don't want to go there. He's happy to stay here. That is the mood of Gosti Nandi. But Krishna wants. No, you cannot stay there. It's too far away. You must come. And Krishna will catch you. And he will not stay. Understand? But he will not forget those things here. Going there, he will not forget these things here. Especially he had a purpose. Now, he came with a purpose. He had that purpose. He will not forget. He will not forget, but he will not personally attend. He will empower. He will empower. Cannot personally attend. He will not personally attend because he's personally attending Krishna now. And Krishna was so much pleased on his activity of bringing the demons to Krishna Loka that Krishna cannot tolerate. Krishna cannot tolerate the separation of him. We are trying to generate that we cannot tolerate the separation of Krishna. But that generation takes place, and so dear, so much doing such Vishwambena, Seva, such intimate service to Krishna's heart, what is wanted by Krishna so much, that is being done, and Krishna gets so much endeared. You know this word endeared? Someone does something, and you get, like, attracted. Manohara, Man is attracted, you get endeared. He endears himself. So the bhakta endears himself so much to Krishna. Krishna cannot tolerate and catch. Hey, come. Krishna cannot catch. So he's back there. Of course he agrees. He cannot disagree. But then he has feeling of like responsibility here. So he will keep that responsibility. He has told, not he, but none of the fact has told, that Guru and Shishya is his eternal thing. Last one. I remember it. It's eternal things. Janme janme Prabhu says. Who is Sita Jan? Sita Patasito. Who is opening my eye? My Bhajan Chakshu. He is janme janme Prabhu says. He's my life after life. But if Guru is gone, Krishna taking him, where is life after life? Guru will not break his promise, Baba. He's not breaking promise one. We might be doing. We might be not knowing what means Yummy Yummy Brother Sam. At the time of initiation, we might not be knowing. Might not be knowing, isn't it? But Buddha knows. He knows what it means, and he makes that promise in full knowledge. So he will definitely save that jiva. He made promise, I'll take you back to Godhead. He made that promise, I'll take you back to Godhead. Come with me. Radha Krishna Bolo, Sangi Chalo, Elma Kabika Chai. Refugee. Chen Hare Krishna, come to Vrindavan. Golo, come to eternal Vrindavan. He said, I'm taking this thing from you. Nothing to get, actually. Nothing to get. Brothers, only he wants to give. So he promised, come with me. Let's go to Vrindavan. We're going, let's go. Yakadvana, you have to say, that place where you never come back from. Let's go. But now suddenly, Guru may have gone. So what to do? No, he's not forgetting. We may be forgetting Guru, possible, but Guru doesn't forget Sistya, isn't it? Not forgetting. So he'll empower. How Sistya will come back, Guru will take care. That is Guru's concern. What will happen when Guru leaves, and how he will take care of his children who are here, not yet purified enough, not even maybe Nista, get house. Guru knows all these problems. When you go to a doctor, you don't have to tell what the problem is. And what is the next problem to come? He knows, symptoms seen, everything. This thing, young. Everything knowing. So he's like, okay, your condition is this, your problem is this, next problem is this, if unchecked, next problem will be this. He knows everything. Guru also knows. If doctor can know about the two things, why Guru cannot know? He knows Krishna. Knowing Krishna, everything is known. He takes care of everything also. But he sees heart. He sees heart at first. Even before we see Sadhu, Sadhu already seen him. She was just telling. Dakshin is complaining, I'm not doing pranam with him. Baba, I'm doing pranam, I'm pranam in my heart every moment. Before he came, when he was 10 miles away, I already did pranam with him, now he's complaining. Foolish father. So Sadhu already saw, and he already knows what his condition is. Jiva. He's only waiting, Jiva will come forward. Jiva coming forward, he'll give mercy. And he said also, warts and all. You know this word? Warts and all. You know warts? These ugly things. They're on body, maybe on face also, ugly things. Warts, no? Spots and all. Sadhu knows all spots we got. We don't know. Even on body we may not know. But in the heart we definitely don't know. But Sadhu knows all that. All those warts, all those spots, all that. He knows that. But he don't care. Knowing all that, you still... Anywhere you come. Yes, come. Mean inviting. So softly inviting. Then Jiva comes forward. Then you accept it. Sadhu is inviting first, making invitation. And if it will click in heart something, then we'll think, we'll get attracted. But Sadhu made invitation first, and then we'll approach. You must approach. But Sadhu make attraction first. It happens in the material world also, in different ways. In lower sense. I'm approaching. Oh, yes. Why are you approaching? Well, because my attitude was there. No bridge. Understand point. I don't make too much long, but point is there. So suddenly we've already know these things, and already he's promised. Yes, I will take you back. All those problems you have, which you cannot imagine, even the problems you have, may be overwhelming. Problems which you not yet have. Aparabdha. Not yet come. Aparabdha. Correct? Not yet come. I also know that. And the bija problem, I also know that. I'll take it all away. Come. And he's promised. Sadhu has promised. We may not have promised, or we may have promised, but we don't know. But Sadhu knows, and he takes care of everything. And he takes that. Yadkadvan, we often say, Tadamaparam. Going there, not come back. That is my place. Which place you come back from is not Krishna's place. Cannot you say? Before the logic, Yadkadvan, one verse, not 10,000, only one. Yadkadvan, we often say, Tadamaparam. That place going there, that place. That tub, that is mine. Which you go to and don't come back, that is my place. That is Krishna's voice. That is not. Na tadbhasite suryo, na sankata pavakaha, yat katva nanavatante, tub, yat katva. Which going there? Yat katva? Nani vatante. Which going they never come back from? That is tub, that is mine. My place. That is Krishna's voice. Can I do Krishna's voice? This is good idea. You get some Vedi Ras, you give some Vedi Ras to Krishna. Or he'll do his Acharya Lila in Acharya form, and Acharya will do fighting, defeating, misconception, philosophy, these things. And then it's Krishna's form. And God also telling here, telling, quoting from Shloka, from Gita 8:30. So, Prabhupada's report is very long. and I maybe, and I didn't even cover 2 words. What can I do? I am not capable to explain what he's told myself. I'm not capable even slightly. But anyway, something I'm telling, and you're being kind, give me a chance, so I appreciate it. You are always kind to me, give me a chance to me, okay, I appreciate it, thank you. I'm already finished, and smoke it not to start it, so not to start it, but anyway, what is that is our incapacity, so I make excuse for incapacity, I do only my best. I hope you are kind, and then this with me more time. So thank you very much. Are there any questions? Do we have permission to make questions?
No, thank you.
Hi, Krishna! God bless. Thank you.
So, actually, this question is related to yesterday's class, where you're speaking about, and today also, where you're speaking about emotions are from. So, if I'm putting it correctly, Guruji, actually, that after spending some time with Krishna consciousness, or in general also, or staying in this so much mechanical world, our heart becomes so hard-hearted.
Yes.
So, and in spiritual life also, after studying scriptures, sometimes our heart becomes very hard-hearted. No, no, this thing, but maybe rules and regulations or whatever. And when we are dealing with, especially with non-devotee or such, means our emotions, that if we become emotional, then our feelings become sentimental,
okay,
then,
okay,
then we cannot follow the rules and regulations.
Of, clear, clear, clear.
Or when we are dealing with non-devotees or interacting with them, then
clear.
We cannot, if we become sentimental, then we cannot understand, then we cannot follow our rules and regulations properly.
Yes, 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 yes.
And when we try to follow Shastra, then we become very hard-hearted in their eyes, actually. So, how do we reconcile this, that, you know, we become, actually, have that problem, and we have to have proper emotions which are actually based on...
Yes, now I got it. The question is clear, that on one side, we have the materialistic man, and he's very sentimental, you know? And then suddenly we're trying to break that. Who is coming? Tadaka, he wants to break that sentimentality, right? Because particularly it's materially born. It's material sentimentality, right? Right? As Ashoka says, hey, man, it is not your wife, it's not your children, they're your enemy. Swajanatya, that's you. What happens, right? So we are becoming a little bit like aloof, like you're using the word hard-hearted. Okay. And now I understand why you're using the word, right? So, but we have to cut that material sentiment, no? We have to cut the material sentiment. Like you say, becoming like hard to the material sentiment. Like hard to the material sentiment. But at the same time, we have to become soft to Krishna. Whoa, what to do? How to do it, isn't it? That's the question, no?
Actually, yesterday also you said, bro, that for a person who has compassion, we can speak.
Huh.
But when we have this compassion, and you know, then we become, try to get...
That's not completely correct. You see, okay, we take one parallel example, we'll make it easier. But I have to tell it clearly. It's required. If we don't tell clearly, we're wasting our time. If we don't tell the answer clearly, you might as well answer at all. Right? So we take a parallel thing. Yeah? So I was reading yesterday in happy to see, Bhaktisiddhanta 134 from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yeah? So he's telling about the glorification of Krishna, all Gauranga Mahaprabhu, yeah? And that is pure words. Yeah? That is the empowerment of Shuddha Saraswati, who is glorifying Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Yeah? Shuddha Saraswati. Yeah? Just hear the words. Yeah? And also we know from Gita, yeah? Vidya Vinaya Sampani, Brahmani Gavi Hastini. Yeah? So who is having, yeah? Pandit Samadashana, who is really Pandit, means you got learning. The Pandit means Vidya, means Saraswati. Yeah? But his Vidya is Vinaya Sampani. It is equipped with Vinayata. Yeah? You know, Vinayata, like humbleness, politeness, all those kind of things. Yeah? And that Vidya is Samadashana. Understand? In other words, that is real vidya, is spiritual vidya, and it has humbleness connected with it. Prabhupada has used the words, the humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge. We take that much, right? But true knowledge, right? So a humble sage, so true knowledge means humble. But yet, we know, in the spiritual world, knowledge is there. And knowledge should, knowledgeable man usually becomes proud. Queen Kuti said, Janma Aishwarya should be, Andamana Mada Uman. He's increasing his pride. So what happens? Vidya Vinaya Sampani, that is Vinaya Sampani, Vidya, and this one he's getting proud. What happens? So there's two kinds of knowledge. So Bhakti Siddhanta has told that glorification of Supreme Lord, Lord of Sunda, fewer words taking place by the mercy of Shuddha Saraswati. So, I told this word. I told this word, the last word I told. I told this word in Bangkok 2 or 3 years ago. And one advertised my student at that time. Now I'm not student, but me. Cannot. Still now she don't forgive me. Still now she don't forgive me for what I quoted. Still up until now. Now a little bit forgive, but come on, take a long time to clear it. Now, just as I said, maybe students will attach. So you can guess what comes when somebody is being told, What comes next, The next is that word, or that, not that word means that knowledge, not grew up on Supreme Lord, not connected to Supreme Lord. It is unjazed, or wicked, that is, wicked words. It is given by the grace of Asati or Dusta Sarvati. Sarvati has been called Dusta? No, Baba, Sarvati has not been called Dusta. The shadow of her has been called Dusta. Understand? Shadow knowledge, which is material thing, no connection to Krishna. That is, What is connected to Krishna? You know from Sato Sloki? Itha Baso, Itha Pramaha. How it begins? I can't agree with that. It's not connected to Krishna, it's Maya. So Shuddha Saraswati or real Saraswati is connected to Krishna, and it is Vinaya Sampani. It is equipped with that knowledge which comes by her blessing is equipped with humbleness, and it glorifies the Supreme Lord. But on the material side, there is so much knowledge also. It also comes to Saraswati, but not that Saraswati. It doesn't glorify the Supreme Lord. It doesn't make humble. Isn't it? Knowledge make proud. Knowledge? Queen Kunti has said, I might be wrong, but Queen Kunti has said, make Mada Kumar, make him proud, increasing the fever of the illusion. So it's what Saraswati, who likes to serve Krishna, will never do that. But their shadow will do it. Just as Saraswati. Understand? So there's a shadow energy also. Understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had in his family home, they had one, Chandi Mandap. Chandi means Durga or like that, something like that, isn't it? Means one kind of form of Durga Kali like that, something like that. Different forms are not perfectly acquainted, but I know the principle. So everyone think it is Durga, Chandi, like that. But he thinks it is, he does not see that. He sees Yogamaya. That is actually who is there is Yogamaya. But for that crooked man, for the majestic man, she's not showing her face to that one. Why? So she is just one child. And Bhaktivinoda is there, give one real face. Understand? Nahampakasa Savatya, Yogamaya Sambhita. Demigods have qualities of Krishna also to some extent, to some life extent also. They can show, they can close, curtain is closed, not seen. And open also. For Bhakta, face is open. The devotional face or the original face is open. That is, Yogamaya. For the non-Bhakta, that face is closed. And one Chaya. Something is seen. Cannot see nothing. But you see something. What is that? That is the Chaya. That is what? The illusory one, the shadow one. Understand? So it is differently qualified, or you can say disqualified. So mercy also has two forms. Real mercy connected to Krishna, born of Krishna consciousness, serving Krishna consciousness, that is pure mercy, another kind of mercy, not connected to Krishna, that is impure mercy. So what you're calling sentimentality, and that what you're calling sentimental, and that compassion, but mixing sentimentality, that's not real compassion. It's compassion mixing with foolishness. You give one drug addict, he comes to you, give, what is he asking? You know what he's asking, one alcoholic, what's he asking? He may be asking money, but anyway, he's asking one thing, he gives alcohol, isn't it? Asking, If you give, oh, you're my friend, oh, love you so much. Yes? You do not give all enemies. He will angry on you so much. But giving, giving drugs to drug addict, is it mercy? You are helping him to die, is it mercy? Giving alcohol to alcoholic, is it mercy? Increasing his intoxication, destroying his body and making him involve more in sinful love, is it mercy? Can it be called mercy? It has some connection with mercy, but it is false mercy, because it's not connected to Krishna. Understand? What's not connected to Krishna, it is the illusory form. Understand? So, what happens is that illusory mercy is lost, but the real mercy is gained. Compassion, the real form of compassion. Yeah? So, towards the material things, tell us. Dhira satyana muyate. He's dhira. Anything that's happening in the material world, he's sober. He don't care. Understand? But his spiritual heart very soft. He cries. Understand my point? There's 2 points. Understand? There's 2 points, different points. Yeah? So, philosophically, we can say the wording that one devotee has used, there is thesis, original position, or original, or ordinary understanding. There is antithesis, reactionary, counter-understanding, superior than that. Yeah? And then there is synthesis, which incorporates the best of those two, synthesis, the joining of those two. Understand? So there is material sentimentality, material sentiment. Yeah? Foolishness, born of foolishness, not connected to Krishna, not actually doing any good, only the sentiment of the compassion of a fool. And so then, the spiritualist become away from that, and they become dispassionate. They become aloof, like you say. You're saying hard-hearted, okay, hard-hearted, but anyway, like that, like hard-hearted. Do the material things, dhira. Dhira is something that when you say, his father dies, yes, my father died. But on spiritual and Krishna's Arjuna for this kind of compassion. Oh, you're crying when you should not be crying. You are anarya. You are sudra. You're not arya. You are sudra. You are crying when you should not be crying. Who is wise? You don't lament for that which is not worthy of lamenting, isn't it? So Krishna said to Arjuna, don't become soft-hearted. Become hard-hearted, like that. Is it not? Should not be lamenting. You are lamenting for that, isn't it? Isn't it? And give a second. Tell him. What number? I don't know. But early numbers. So then don't lament for that. But at the same time, heart will soften for Krishna. But it's a different heart, if I can say. It's a different heart. Because the object is different. Understand? Towards Maya we are hard, but towards Krishna we are soft. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. There's a difference. So, how to access that difference, to even conceptualize, understand that difference, you must get mercy from those who are living in that difference, in that phase. Who is having the original quality of compassion, the original quality of vidya, the original quality of so many, that person can give blessing, then we can get, and first of all we can conceptualize what is the real mercy, what is real vidya, connected to Krishna, understand? What is real hard-heartedness, what is real soft-heartedness? Soft-heartedness to Maya is not real soft-heartedness, that's illusion. And hard-heartedness to Maya is not real hard-heartedness, that's proper. But softness to Krishna is real softness. Understand? So when we're getting mercy of those who have come to that phase, that's why Guruji's important point. Buddha means he realized. He does not only got the theory, he realized, he actualized. He lives it out in his life. It is part of his being. Then he can put a part of your being, otherwise cannot put it. Isn't it? When our mind cannot catch, how our heart can catch. Now we have to clear the anatta of the misconception before that thing we can accept, isn't it? Before we accept in heart, we have to convince mind and his orders, isn't it? That's why you're asking questions, because can I accept? Because some blockage is there, isn't it? So who is living that thing out, he can help it live it, he can make you live it out. But who is not living it out, he may have accepted also, but not yet fully realized. He cannot make you fully realize also. And he cannot give seed, actually. Seed comes from fruit. Seed comes from fruit, isn't it? Mature thing is fruit. Seed comes from there. Understand? So, when we can get mercy of someone who knows the difference, not only knows, not only can understand, but can realize, not only realize, can live in his life that real mercy, the non-sentimental but completely soft-hearted real mercy, then we can also access that thing elsewhere. Otherwise cannot. Otherwise cannot. So he's there. We may also take meditation from him, but have we accessed this? Or not? That's the next question. And he wants to give also. He can give and he wants to give, but we did not yet get. That means we haven't done enough sangha. Yeah? Isn't it? Not enough in time, enough in quality. Maybe we haven't done enough? Surrender. That's really Panipatena. First thing. Panipatena, man. Fully surrender it. Parivrashna, man. Again, qualified, man. Qualified, man. Making relevant inquiry. Complete inquiry. Pari, ne? Complete. Okay, otherwise that one is complete. One is complete. That's what I mean. That means completely that I really want to know. Not, oh, my mind wants to know, but my heart does not want to know. That is not paripashna. My heart wants to know. So to say, your head is on fire. You want to get water. How much do you want to get water when your head's on fire? How much, man? There's nothing, nothing in you. It does not want to get water. There's no thought, no feeling, nothing else. Only I want. Can't hear nothing. Oh, you like this, you like that, you like this. No, Baba! Nothing! Cannot think anything. Then he's ready for Guru. Well, I already got Guru. God and not God. Got chance, eh? Got chance, got connection, but full connection not yet made, eh? Now you put in plug into wall and spark is come, eh? Like in Thailand, spark is come. Oh, careful, there is no PowerPoint is there, there is no switch. It's already switches already on. You put into wall, jump. Woohoo, careful, all right? Careful, I don't know if you want to have also, I'll tell you have also. Switch is there, you put it in and then on switch, eh? No switch is there. So, jumping is there, but not that one start your own laptop. Spark will come, you'll hear noise and you'll see spark, but laptop doesn't start because the connection is not complete. That's some kind of connection. Understand? So we're trying to make complete connection to Guru and then all these things come in. We did not make complete connection to Guru. And Guru wants that. Bhaktisiddhanta's words, maybe I quoted them before. Best words I like very much about what is Guru and what is he doing. And this really is last. Really is last. Really is last. I cannot give a promise to shut up. I try not to make. Bhaktisiddhanta said, the position, maybe position, condition, of Guru is much like a medical professor in medical school. He's not making students, he's making doctors. Understand? So that means doctor, really doctor, who's really doctor in his heart. If there's some swabhava of doctor, he has one swabhava, that is, that there should be no sickness in this world. Eh? He wants to clear it, eh? Isn't it? And he don't like it, he wants to clear it. Eh? So for that purpose, he's opening one school. Not to make students for him, or my underlings, my chelas, my daughters. No! He wants to make other doctors. Why? To complete his mission. What he cannot do, he'll do it through his students. And he won't keep them students. He won't consider them students. He'll consider them like his equals. Like a maybe junior brother. Eh? And he wants to give them everything that they can do what he's doing. Isn't it? Guru wants that also. He wants to give everything to Sistya, that Sistya can do what Guru is doing. Isn't it? He's not come for himself, he's come for Krishna. You have to serve Krishna. You are Krishna, you should serve Krishna. I will give you everything to serve Krishna. I'll take away everything. Diyoti, piyoti, diksha. Something is given, something is taken away. What is given? Okay, Vibhya Dhyan is given. That means everything needed for serving Krishna is given. And sha, something is taken away, like shaya, something is taken away. What's taken away? All those things which block service to Krishna, they are taken away. That is diksha. Understand? That is definition of shastra. Yeah? Quoted by Al Goswami. That is Sanatana Goswami quoting. Yeah? Tapa Kovidai. Who knows? Tapa. You understand? This is diksha. Something is given, something is taken away. Diksha, something is given, something is taken away. Given is, he began at last Krishna brain. And ksha, taken away, is all those things which block Krishna brain. Okay, I'm explaining the definition. Taking the definition is, Jivigyan is given and superlections are taken away. Okay, but really that means what? Superlection we don't care about in bhakti. Go to hell, go to heaven, we don't care. But we care about what's up to Krishna. That is the meaning of superlection. Simple, fourth devotee. So what blocks Krishna, that is taken away. That is ksha, taken away. And give, what is given, that is Krishna prema. Yeah? So diksha is not an instant, it's a process. Yeah? When everything is taken away, what stops Krishna prema? And when Krishna prema is fully given and fully gotten, then diksha is complete. Oh, I said on the other day, I'd get nice finish. Not finished, Baba. And Prabhupada gave word in English, initiation. Initiation. Initiation means what? The beginning. Not the end, the beginning. Yeah? So anyway, diksha is complete. Yeah? Diksha Kali, Sisya Kali, Atma Samapana. Say Kali. More like Atma Sama. So I cannot perfectly remember. You remember? No, I cannot remember, man. Hey, you're lying, but you remember, Baba. Why not remember? You know enough before me when I cannot remember. What you cannot tell? Oh, I'm Jesus. Eh? Enough before when I tell wrongly, that is known. But enough to give the right thing, not known. Oh, I lost twice. Eh? Understand? Eh? He knows, but twice I lost. Oh, again Jesus. Oh. So that means, the meaning is, okay, the wording I cannot get to. Meaning is, at the time of diksha, the sister completely surrenders himself. At that time, Krishna accepts him Atma Sama as my own man, just like me. So, oh, completely surrenders, okay. Just like me, that's easy to understand, we like that bit, but completely surrenders, oh. That bit we don't like the same. But they go together, Baba, they go together, understand? Because I got praying also. Goro, More, Atma Sata. Make me same like you. Atma, not your body, same. Oh, you get body, look like Guru. No, Baba. Not clone. No, Baba. You get heart of Guru. What is Guru's heart? Krishna Seva. And more than that, one kind of Krishna Seva. That will come. That is what you want. That is what he's praying. Atma Sata. Make me same like that. In Krishna Seva. Full with all tapajan. Clear from all misconception and full with all Krishna prema. Isn't it? That is the inheritance right of the sishya. It is such sishya, isn't it? That's what Guru wants to give, isn't it? What does he want to give? Isn't it? He's careful giving, isn't it? Medical professor in university, medical school, making doctor, not making student. Making student means making underling, he's lesser, he's lower. Making doctor means he's equal, he wants that. Understand? He wants that. Because he wants to serve Krishna more and more. Krishna's heart is very big. And Krishna likes to get more and more kind of service. And Guru wants to give someone for Krishna's greedy heart. Guru feels, I am incapable, I am incomplete, inadequate to serve all of Krishna's desires. I need more hands to serve Krishna's desires. So get me, be my hands, I will serve Krishna. Be my hands. Please. Will you be my hands? Please be my hands. Who is asking? And then we can serve Krishna more. He will serve Krishna more through our hands, but not his hands. His hands. His body. His self. We are not out there, Guru. Then that is same. Atma Sama. Same. Understand? Then that further goes on. And all the sadguna is there, and all the asadguna is here, and everything is going on fully and completely. By mercy of Guru. And by our cooperation. Our cooperation. Guru is not short of mercy, but we're short of cooperation. He's not short of mercy, is it? Not short. He's not short of mercy. He's not incapable. Guru's not incapable. But why are we not getting Krishna's friend? Now. Because we're not cooperating enough. Anyway, you know, he's helping, he's teaching us how to cooperate. How to cooperate. What is duty? How to do? What is duty first? Oh, I have it. What do you have? Oh, I have. How I do? Oh, like this. And then later become, oh, goodness, do I have this? Yes, you have this. Watch out, I have this duty. Yes, you have this duty. Oh, why didn't you tell me before? Why didn't I ask? Why didn't I ask? Because not ready for that. Not cognizant of that. And that's good. What we're not ready for, we should not ask. Theoretical question is not paripashna. Real question is paripashna. First step question is relevant for first step man. 10-step question, not relevant for first step man. When you come to that point, you'll ask that question naturally. Naturally, automatically, you ask that question. And naturally, the answer will be given. And naturally, he'll accept the answer. He'll click into his heart, because he's there now for that. Paripashna, proper question. So it will come. So always things Guru wants you to do. And he is patient. Guru is patient. He knows Jami Jami. He knows that. Oh, this fellow. I have had many lives with him. But anyway, I agree. Yes, Krishna, I agree. You gave him to me? Okay, Krishna, I agree. I have to work many lives. Okay, yes, I agree. Guru agrees. Oh, hopeless case. But anyway, I have hope. No? So we only try to cooperate with that kind of mercy. Try to cooperate. And we are teaching others in our society of Sadhu Sangha, how to be Sadhu Sangha. We're teaching others how to be Sadhu Sangha also, how to cooperate with Guru. Yeah? To get what he's given. And to gain from his association. Okay? That is what our Sangha is for. So this way. Doing here in Singapore also? Doing it every month? Doing it in Bangkok? Oh, like hell? Doing it in Bangkok also? Unusual devotees? No one came and preached, only one person got the idea from Myanmar, and so he came, and everyone got the idea, now they have temple. Through Ratiyatra, 800 people come to Ratiyatra. Oh, through Bangkok, central places also. So, anyway, that's it. How to cooperate, that's the simple one. Yeah? So this, how to cooperate with sadhu, how to do sadhu sangha. Yeah? And sadhu sangha gives rise to Krishna to say that. I think the clock is going to be quiet. Anyway, is your question answered, really? To some extent. To some extent. Is there another question? Is anybody there? I'm sorry, I don't mean to say like that, right? Another question? Or shall we close? I must decide any questions? And Mahatma is doing so much favor, they have right to ask questions. They will be getting realization also. Maybe Krishna has a question from heart also. But anyway, you have right. Who is serving Guru has right to ask questions. Who is listening class has right to ask questions. Has right. That is seva. Listening is seva, main seva. Before doing, you have to listen, otherwise what will you do? Is it seva? You did but didn't listen. Is it seva? Boss wanted this, but you did that. Not seva, isn't it? This thing is also seva. And it gives rise to seva. Good question. Anyway, what about the really mercy to me? I've got one question for you. That is one mercy I got. When you give chance to me, you are very kind. I'm foolish and you give chance to me. Okay, you are very kind. I don't get this chance in Australia, that's why I'm not there. I appreciate your kindness. So maybe we close class and next section we'll take up. Kansaratra Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi ki jai. I don't know.
Yeah.